you could save at least 2/3 of that last addition to make you a high fence. By talking a stake, I don't know.
I just see it, you just gotta cross up in. Your fence stops here, but you lay a piece of whatever, anyway.
I don't know how I'm gonna stand that rail up, save my life. But how it is. I can't do it. I don't know enough about the side angles. All I know is, you see, you get a 10 rail, the standard used to be called a 10 rail fence. Have you ever heard that word?
Not sure.
A 10 rail fence, that meant it was 10 of these. But if that were not high enough, instead of putting two more or three more, you'd save by standing up a rail.
I think I know what you're talking about. You've got your regular rail fence, and then you've got one going like this, and across it, and you lay another one.
And you save.
I know. I know. I'll explain to the man what that is. I know what you're talking about.
Well, I'd love to see him draw it so I could tell what.
Did he put up two?
One on each side, right in, huh?
What did he cross? Did he put
them? He let them stand out a little bit, and let them, and they would tend to keep that fence from getting shoved down. You know. The one that you already had, the 10 rail fence. Suppose you needed two more, it wouldn't take that much. Because you could save rails by doing it that way.
What did he call that fence? Horse fence?
Bull strong, pig tight, and horse high.
I can't get those. Is it something like that? More or less?
Yes, sir, you got it. I couldn't do it, but that's it.
I've seen those before. I would just call that a high snake rail fence. I didn't have it. But and you call that a what?
Snake rail. You know,
that's what I say, but what is your name for this fence right here? That one that you're talking about had the
cross up and added.
Did you
know I said it a while ago?
I missed it. I shouldn't
have said that. Pig tied and bull strong and horse high.
You didn't want all that down. I mean, when you have a shown up fence like that, it's supposed to be close enough to get it to where it hold pigs, strong enough to hold cows that's wanting to shove it, and high enough to keep a horse from jumping it.
So, what's the expression? I want that just for myself. Pig tight.
Pig tight, bull strong, horse high.
That's great.
And it doesn't get all that. Everything you add to it there, you're not affecting the pig tide. But when you put that stake rail business, that makes it strong.
Mm-hmm.
They can't shove it down as easy. And naturally it's high. Yeah. It's a bull tide. But a sure enough rail fence had to have all those requisites.
You just said it then, a stake rail fence.
And by you putting up the two rails in that joint, that's staking it. Making it stronger.
I've seen those before. If you have a bunch of people spending the night at your house, what do you call it? And you know, somehow have to sleep downstairs or something. What do you call it when you got a bed on the floor?
Pallet.
Pallet.